All right, are we ready? I'm excited to for an early bedtime. I'm excited to talk about RoboCop, but I'm also excited to be done at a reasonable hour.
Me too.
Commentaries are fun, but they make for long nights.
Yeah, it's, I'm going to be ready to be done in an hour. It's nice. It's going to be nice.
Know I'm what you want to see. Know I'm what you like, I'm your fantasy. Keep it real tight like you want to be. Sound real nice like a melody. Melody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, patrons. Go fuck yourself. Welcome to our new podcast series called Before They Were on That 70s Show.
Back to back weeks. Next week, stay tuned for next week when we do an episode on Kitty.
What's Deborah Joe? Yeah, what's Deborah Joe Ruppin?
Oh God, that's right. I didn't even realize that Beastmaster had Cynthiata in it, and then now we have another 70s Show alum. Jesus.
Yep. So we're gonna watch a.
I was gonna be all cool and said I'll be your Ed 209 tonight, and I'm not great with stairs. So.
First of all, before I even think about forgetting it, big shout out to Phil Tippett. Great job, Tippett Studios, Mr. Phil Tippett, the same guy who did the Imperial Walkers for Star Wars and lots of other cool stuff for Star Wars, also did the Ed 209 stop motion and the 6,000 sucks commercial, I assume, was Phil Tippett.
That's so great. This, the 6,000 sucks. So, you know, I just want to say before we get started, don't get it twisted. This isn't a story about corporate greed in America and the future of AI. This is a story about Red Foreman after his divorce. Trying to support his illegitimate grandchildren from Lori.
So tonight on our wonderful Wheel of Time Patreon, where we talk about other fantasy movies, and I don't know how fantastical this is. I think this might just be a version of our future to come. But for all intents and purposes, this is a fantasy world directed by Paul Verhoeven.
Yeah.
Do you guys know much about Paul Verhoeven?
I know he directed two of the greatest movies ever, RoboCop and Starship Troopers.
And Showgirls and Basic Instinct and Total Recall.
Oh, Total Recall, yes.
A real, like, yeah, he's one of those cats that, like...
Jeez, he's got a lot of those, like, sci-fi movies under his belt.
Yeah, Running Man and RoboCop are both kind of... Those could belong in the same universe.
Oh, he did Running Man, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, or he's part of it. Let me double check and make sure he actually directed it. Let me see, where did it go? Basically, yeah, he directed it. Right after this, it was RoboCop, Total Recall. Well, he was on a run. Basic Instinct, Showgirls, Starship Troopers, which was, I think, written by Phil Tippett or someone at, like that was
a book. Starship Troopers was a book.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, yeah. I think Phil Tippett might have been more involved in the following Starship Troopers. I think he kind of picked up the ball and ran with it afterwards. Sorry, went off on a little tangent there. Back to RoboCop. So Paul Verhoeven, Peter Weller, Nancy Allen, Kurtwood Smith. A lot of recognizable faces. Like if you watched HBO in the 80s, you're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That guy's in this. Awesome. So rated R, a beautiful R. I haven't seen it. People just don't take advantage of R anymore. Like, if you're going to be R anyways, fucking go for it. Like, if you're trying to just skirm that PG-13 rating, fine. But once you go over it, like, go ham. Like, R is, yeah. R. Like, you can't be kind of R. You know?
This is very R. This is violently R.
And I just, sorry, one more thing while I'm on my ramble. I had to discuss two movies today, Scrooged and RoboCop. I'm not sure which one is more fantastical.
Yeah, I mean, okay, the reason why I kind of came and picked this one is because, like, as a kid, you know, we liked Star Wars and stuff, and it seemed pretty fantastical. It doesn't seem so fantastical now. Seems kind of like where we're headed as a species and humans, you know.
Star Wars does, or RoboCop?
RoboCop does.
Okay.
Yeah, Star Wars. Jeremy, I believe in the Force, so what? It exists somewhere.
I'm going to tell you what I always tell my family when they say, do you ever think such and such? Like, you stretch a timeline out far enough and everything is possible.